ska, and they read it, like, I felt like I wanted to make it be that book that I can just let it be that book.
Yeah, you don't have to think about it anymore. You're more happy with the products who will no longer haunt you.
I'm more happy with the second edition than the first edition on a very personal level. And whether or not the second edition is like a huge hit and sells like a ton of copies is like less important to me than just having like we put the first one out of print, so they're not there anymore. If you haven't bought it, you know, you can't buy it new anymore. And so the second edition is what exists now. And that's, I don't see myself needing to write it again, but I mean, we'll see. But I don't think I'll need to. I think it kind of exists out how I want it to exist.
I think that's something important for all of us whenever we create anything, that we're satisfied with the product and we can sleep at night.
There was a fair amount of typos too. It wasn't properly copy edited. This one, like, much, much, much better. I mean, there might be some typos that slip through the cracks, but not like, there were some egregious ones in the first edition. Like repeat sentences, you know, you're dealing with like small press,
it's always something.
There's only so much resources. And my wife is like, my wife's an editor and she helped with the structure of the first edition, and she kind of helped me again with structural issues with the second edition, but she also did a copy edit this time. You know, my publisher did a copy edit, but she did a pre-copy edit. And just, I really, really wanted to be sure that we dealt with errors as much as possible, you know, as much as physically possible.
Absolutely. Honestly, I'm surprised you didn't use that picture of your band where you're missing your shirt and you got like a face written on your stomach as the cover. I was a little surprised. Like, you had this jewel and this.
Yeah, yeah.
I had to wait like 10 pages in for this. But anyway, that's about all the time we have on our show here today. Mm-hmm. Unless there's something else you want to say, but.
Well, let's see. We've already established that the book is released on October 29th.
2024, yeah.
And then, it's 29th, but then on October 24th, I'll be at Time Tested Books in Sacramento.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show, Aaron. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. That's all we got for today.
Good morning.
Do you
Good
like
morning.
Dogs?
This is KDVS Davis. My name is DJ Dog Juice. You just listened to How Did I Get Here? Public Affairs Show. Our next show is Tomatoes on Rye, normally with DJ Marinara, but that person is not here today, so I will be filling in the next 30 minutes playing some Halloween songs.
You can check out the County Shelter in Woodland or the YOLO SPCA.
I think I might have pushed this button by mistake. We're going to try that again. This is DJ Dog Juice. Normally, this show would be Tomatoes on Rye with DJ Marinara, but I'm going to play some Halloween music instead, and we're going to get started after a few messages.
Do you like dogs? Do you have the time and resources to adopt a dog of your very own? Hi, this is DJ Dog Juice. When I'm not here in the studio, I'm at home with my two beautiful dogs, both of whom came from my local animal shelter. Your future dog is at your local shelter right now. In YOLO County, you can check out the County Shelter in Woodland or the YOLO SPCA. In Sacramento County, you can visit the City Shelter on Front Street, the County Shelter on Bradshaw Road, or the SAC SPCA on Florin Perkins Road. Also, all of these shelters have websites, so you can look at their dog pics wherever you are. Adopting dogs is one of the best decisions I've ever made. Listen to these clowns. Even if they do make dog juice from time to time.
Free clothes? What? Yep, you heard right, friend. F-R-E-E free. The Aggie Reuse Store is your zero-cost on-campus thrift store. Find us at the MU to browse our selection of secondhand items or stop by with donations. We'd love to take your old clothing, as long as it's cute. Just kidding. You can bring us your ugly stuff, too. We won't judge. We're open weekdays 11 to 4, located near the info desk on the first floor of the MU. Stay updated with ours and learn more at aggiereuse.ucdavis.edu or follow us on Instagram. See you there.
Thank you. interested in sponsoring this or any other hour of KDVS programming? If you or your business would like to know more about sponsoring KDVS programming, you can contact the KDVS Underwriting Department at underwriting@kdvs.org.
We're going to start with some surf Halloween music. Satan's Pilgrims is going to play Creature Feature. And welcome back. This is KDVS Davis. My name is DJ Dog Juice. I'm filling in today on Tomatoes on Rye. You just heard some surf Halloween music. That last song was Los Straitjackets playing Lurking in the Shadows off of Viva Los Straitjackets, Upstart Records, 1996. Before that was the Bel Airs playing Vampire off of Volcanic Action, Sundazed Music, 2001. And we started the show today with Satan's Pilgrims playing Creature Feature off of the album of the same name, Estrus Broadcasting, 1998. And shout out to DJ Stick Pony for recommending Satan's Pilgrims Halloween music. Next, we're going to play some vinyl. We're going to hear Cleaning Up the Town off of the Ghostbusters soundtrack.
Thank you.
And welcome back. You just heard The Dream Syndicate playing Halloween off of The Days of Wine and Roses, Ruby Records. Thanks to DJ Brad for that recommendation. That album is from 1982, and we started that short block with Bus Boys playing Cleanin' Up the Town off of the Ghostbusters soundtrack, Arista Records, 1984. This is DJ Dog Juice. I'm subbing in today on the show Tomatoes on Rye. We have time for about two or three more songs. Next, we're going to hear Taco Cat playing Peeps. And as you will hear from the lyrics, you could play this song on Halloween or Christmas or Easter. And I plan on doing all three of those over the next few months. KDVS Davis. We're just finishing up the show, Tomatoes on Rye. My name is DJ Dog Juice, subbing in this morning for DJ Marinara. You just heard the Gothic Archies playing Walking My Gargoyle off of the Tragic Treasury, None Such Records 2006, and we started with Taco Cat playing Peeps off of their debut album Shame Spiral. Don't Stop Believin' is the label. The year is 2010. Peeps is their number one track on their debut album. How about that? I'm going to head out now. Stay tuned, if you like, for the next show, Heat Lamp, with two substitute DJs, Hugar and Chelly. Tune into that if you like. And we're going to play out with Whisper to a Scream, parentheses Birds Fly, by the band Soho, off of the Scream soundtrack.
Burning with a hope of inside feathered books, the colors of a bright elation stolen. Bitter.